broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is the blueprint for liberty. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. We don't seek for power, but we seek to pull it down. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're absolutely doing marvelous. By the way, we've got an absolutely barn burner broadcast for you today. Quick recap of yesterday's broadcast available at libertyroundtable.com. Check out our new website. It's incredible. libertyroundtable.com. Show notes are there and a whole lot more, as well as we're live and on demand on the Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. We talked about two got convicted, Greg Burleson and Todd Engel, on felony charges relating to the Ammon Bundy case. According to the Los Angeles Times, jurors said they were deadlocked. Should have been a hung jury, but no, the judge manipulated things and called it a mistrial. Said that a new trial is scheduled for June 26th. We're concerned about that Ammon Bundy case. I don't think there's honesty or integrity at all. There's no justice, folks. Clive and Bundy expected to go to trial this summer. They've been at this thing for over 3 years. What about a speedy trial, huh? What about the witnesses? What about the fully informed jury? What about the ability for the defense to call folks and get to the bottom of the provocateur government agents that were involved in this? It's a disaster. By the way, the Senate finally confirms Sonny Perdue. They claim that Donald can't get his people in place, but the Senate's held him up for 3 months on that nomination alone. A Republican-controlled Senate? Wow. Or do we have a Democratic filibuster-controlled Senate? By the few or the many governed? Tragic but true. iHeartRadio parent warns that they might have to declare bankruptcy, but they might not even make it past this year. Station operators saddled with $20-plus billion in debt. Who are we talking about? Well, iHeartRadio, by the way, is the renamed Clear Channel, folks. One of the biggest radio operators in the country. Maybe they ought to take a page out of our playbook and learn how to not spend so much money. Yeah, they lost big-time revenue, but increased expenditures. What are they thinking? That's what you do, I guess, when you're in big business, huh? That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. Jim Clymer, well-known constitutional attorney with ConstitutionParty.com. We talked about the first 100 days of the Donald in office. And boy, has he been meeting opposition like you wouldn't believe. The 100 days is an arbitrary thing that doesn't matter much. But it's interesting to watch. And Donald's done a lot of good, folks. Hopefully Neil Gorsuch will be incredible on the Supreme Court and stand for pro-life. We know immigration's down in the illegal sense. Hopefully immigration can come up in the legal sense. And we know that Donald's been doing a lot of good to roll back environmental regulations, but he's been challenged by his own party, by the Democrats, by everybody. It's amazing that he's received as much support as he's got. It's amazing that he even survived the first 100 days with the Democrats running around, falling on their swords, acting like the end of the world's here. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., well-known Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff, our good friend, is taking on the terrorist group Black Lives Matter. That's great news as well. It is a terrorist organization, folks. They're out of control. That's what I mean by I'm surprised Donald has even survived this stuff so far. Woman, her name is Debbie Schlossel, and I guess she made false allegations against Sean Hannity saying he sexually harassed her. Now she's admitting it's not true. So the mainstream press running around peddling fake news. How GM beat Tesla to the first true mass market electric car years ago, about 10 years ago. The answer, government funding. How Elon Musk turned Tesla into the car company of the future, writes Joshua Davis. And racing self-driving cars, they say will make roads safer for everyone. I'm not sure that I buy it. We also talked about attack of the Chinese Tesla knockoffs. Incredible 2 hours. Available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio, free on the Roku. By the way, you want incredible radio around the clock? Go to libertynewsradio.com. Also, check out Leading Edge Radio Networks. We're both doing a great job and teaming up for fantastic News the Networks Refuse to Use delivery. That's a recap. News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. We're going to have Ted Nugent on starting next segment, ladies and gentlemen. I blew the last show yesterday. I got the times wrong. Had to call and, or email and apologize to Ted. But Uncle Ted was so gracious. He says, no problem, Sam. We'll just tape it for you. So I got an incredible in-the-can interview. And believe it or not, we actually got more time with Ted than we would have got if we had to wait around for breaks and all that kind of stuff. So it's tremendous. Ted Nugent coming up, telling about his tale, hanging out with Kid Rock, Sarah Palin, and President Donald Trump. So that'll be interesting. By the way, they say Trump is said to abandon contentious border tax on imports. They also say Trump backs off demands for immediate wall financing. They also say Trump can't withhold funding to sanctuary cities, the judge rules. They're attacking the Donald on everything. Now, it's the fake news folks that told you Donald Trump doesn't even want to get rid of Obamacare anymore. He's already moved past that. It's the fake news of the mainstream press peddling this as well. Now Trump's saying, don't let them tell you that I backed off the border wall. Don't let them tell you that I'm not working on the imports issue. Donald's just smart enough not to create a train wreck over this issue. That doesn't mean that he's softening on negotiations. Don't let the fake news folks fool you. Don't fall for that lie is what I'm telling you. Donald's still sticking with the brand from what we understand. We talked to Ted about that, by the way. So that's interesting. The first 100 days coming up this Saturday, Donald going to be revealing his tax plan today. They say going to drop corporate taxes to about 15%, going to expand the earned income credits, et cetera, for individuals, going to really make a difference for small business. Some are saying that the tax plan from the Donald's incredible. You want to weigh in on this real quick, Kurt? Hopefully he'll just incredibly announce that the IRS is DOA, huh? You shut down the IRS?
Amen to that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if Donald's going to do that part. That might be fake news, but I sure can pray.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Anyway, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. And greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. So all I can tell you is that's all going on with the Trumpster. We'll talk to Ted Nugent coming up here in a minute. Any other tidbits on this tax plan that's supposed to be rolling out today?
Well, as you said, we can always hope. And, what would bring him more support than just what you said? I see there's a piece from Breitbart with Rand Paul says, real men cut taxes. So,
Amen to that. Man,
You gotta agree with that. It says, real men as well as pull no punches women cut taxes.
The
lesser mortals that tend to inhabit Washington wring their hands and get all weak in the knees when it comes to cutting taxes. Rumors are President Trump.
Not me, buddy. I'd be scalpel happy, personally.
Yeah, there you go. Since rumors are President Trump will propose a real tax cut, I certainly hope so.
Amen.
Anyway, that will be good. He says, goes on in this article, he says, let me translate that little bit of Washington speak for you. That is revenue neutral tax cuts. He says, revenue-neutral tax cuts aren't really tax cuts. It's more like tax shifting. Some will pay more, some will pay less, and the net effect will be that government will collect the same amount of taxes. If revenue-neutral tax shifting is what Republicans stand for, maybe it's time we reevaluated what we really stand for.
Yeah, and that brings up Kurt Crosby's age-old wise question. What the heck is a Republican, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, great point. He says, I know Donald Trump believes this too, talking about job growth and give our ailing middle class a raise is to cut taxes for all. He says, because he said so often during the campaign and as a job creator himself, he knows that lower taxes and less regulation are the keys to more jobs. This week, we are expected to hear the beginnings of the Trump tax reform plan. Is that TTRP? Anyway, I, for one, urge the president to stick to his guns and not to preemptively surrender to the establishment in Congress and to offer real, meaningful cuts to individuals and businesses across all income levels.
All right, Ted Cruz wants to build a border wall along with Donald Trump and says that El Chapo is going to pay for it. Let's take money from the drug kingpins and fund the wall. Interesting twist. Ted Nugent, back in seconds on your radio.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Uncle Ted's on the line. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much, Sam. Happy springtime and God bless America, huh?
Amen to that. Now, you had the chance to go with Kid Rock and Sarah Palin and go eat dinner with the president, didn't you?
I certainly did, and what a wonderful experience it was. You know, I'm a really good, tuned-in American, Sam, so I was suspicious. I think we're all supposed to be suspicious of everything political. But let me tell you and the listeners that President Donald Trump is the real McCoy. He genuinely cared about the pulse of working hard, playing hard America. He is 100% in support of the heroes of law enforcement and our great warriors in the U.S. military. He expressed undeniably that he understands that he works for we the people and is guided by the U.S. Constitution. And what a relief that is after these last 8-plus years of abuse of power, criminal corruption, dishonesty, and the denial of the Constitution by the past administration. So I'm feeling mighty good today, and America should too.
Have you ever met Donald Trump before this?
I had worked with him diligently to make sure that the lie that the states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania were reliably blue, because they're not blue states. In fact, I think it's important to note, Sam, that there aren't any blue states in America. There are no blue states in America. There's only some high-crime blue smudges here and there, and it's usually, in fact, it's 100%. in Democrat-controlled cities where crime runs rampant, where they are not behind the law enforcement, where they don't support the troops, where they believe in redistribution, and they violate their oath to the Constitution with a mind-dazzling regularity. So I worked diligently with Donald Trump as he campaigned to swing the most important crowbar on behalf of we the people, and that is to smash the status quo. And when I met him in Michigan during our rallies, I could tell even in our brief encounters that he was genuinely concerned about what I represented, because he knows that I represent working hard, playing hard America. He knows I represent the American families that are in the asset column of this country. And I'm going to just tell you, I can go into all the detail you want me to, but the man's the real McCoy, and I am so relieved that we have a commander-in-chief that the U.S. military respects and are relieved to have at their command, and I share that belief.
All right, it's interesting. When somebody becomes president of the United States, there's a mantle that lands upon them. We're a nation under God, and I believe there's a mantle that comes with that oath of office, if you will. Was Donald different? Is he a more mature, more reflective man than he once was?
Well, I think we all improvise, adapt, and overcome in our lives, at least everybody who's tuned in, conscientious, of goodwill and decency, and celebrates logic, self-evident truth, and common sense to bring quality of life to our family and our own lives. We make sacrifices and take risks so that we are in the asset column of America, producing to the best of our ability, so that we never take, we always give. That being said, as a successful family man, you just have to meet his sons and daughters to realize that the discipline that allowed him to be a success in business is the same common sense discipline that raised good children that are also in the asset column. I'm not just talking monetary and economic assets. I'm talking spiritual and intellectual. And I use the word blood brother often, and that is an Aboriginal term that means we will be there for each other. And that's the kind of family that Donald Trump raised in the public sector, in the private sector. And now, as he took the oath to office of the President of the United States of America, the most important position God has offered mankind, I really believe that he improvised, adapted, and overcome. And those certain pieces of baggage that we all accumulate in our private lives as we strive to be the best that we can, we work hard and we play hard, I believe that he quickly became presidential in that he understands the guidance and the parameters of an experiment in self-government where he works for the people. I cannot put it more succinctly or accurately than that.
All right. How did it turn out to be Kid Rock and you and Sarah Palin? That's an interesting combination of people.
Well, you know, I understand me and Sarah Palin. I'm still trying to figure out the Kid Rock thing.
Younger generation or what?
Hey, I think that Kid Rock, certainly not like I have in my lifetime representing, you know, law and order and Constitution. Kid Rock does support law and order and Constitution, and he does work hard. He's an entrepreneur. He's a killer rock and roll force to reckon with. He carries on that great Motor City Motown heritage of all things killer music that the whole world genuflects at the altar of Motown. And so along with Bob Seger and Eminem and Kid Rock and Jack White and Bob, you know, all the historic forces of music, Motown, the mighty Funk Brothers, I think Sarah Palin invited Kid Rock because he is on the side of conservative America in an entertainment industry that is just glaringly liberal and anti-constitution, anti-law and order, anti-gun, anti-common sense. If you just look at the attacks that we've received for spending time with the president, you just can't get more nasty and more vicious and hateful than the left and the mainstream media and the fake news that is just infesting our country right now. So Kid Rock's a good man, and I'm glad he was there. He has a beautiful fiance, Audrey, who's a great hunting gal. And Sarah Palin, of course, is my hero because she exemplifies an experiment in self-government that is a mother and homemaker. She was let down by the inefficiency of her Wasilla politics, and she became mayor to do things right, and then she became governor. I mean, that is the definition of American we the people politics. So she's a great, great woman.
Well, Uncle Ted, I don't think Sarah's done either. Hopefully this meeting had to do with you becoming senator and Sarah going somewhere and Kid Rock going somewhere too, right?
Well, God help us all, huh, Sam?
That's my hope. I think David A. Clark Jr. needs to go somewhere. I think you do. There's a lot of hope here.
It was bad, but I'm not sure it's that bad yet. You know, I do a lot of media. And Sarah Palin, of course, was thrust in the media because the media is so owned by haters and anti-Constitution, anti-American forces that she proved her fortification, her integrity, her focus on good over the bad and ugly by putting up with just the tsunami of hate and dishonesty from the media and academia and the left gangs of punks. So she the more they attack her, the more I admire her because she stands stronger every day. I, in my interviews, have always said that there's no limit to what I would be willing to do to help make America great again, to make to get America back on the constitutional track. And I think the media being so scrambled in so many instances that they are, they literally took my statement that there's nothing that I wouldn't do to help, you know, get government back on constitutional track. They asked me a question, would I be willing to run for senator against the liberal Democrat Debbie Stabenow in Michigan? And I repeated, there's no limit to what I would be willing to do. And they took that as a yes, I'm running for Senate. And of course, I never said yes. Well,
that's because they're into fake news. That's why.
That's fake news. And the Kid Rock thing, nobody ever consulted with him. He never referenced that he would ever run for public office. But somebody in the fake GOP in Michigan said, why don't we get Kid Rock to run? And just by blurting out a silly statement like, what if we could get Kid Rock to run, some goofball in the fake news went, Kid Rock is running for Senate. I mean, Sam, it's just hysterical, except the dishonesty is so... It allows people to presume and assume, and while they're presuming and assuming, they're failing to get the job done. So Kid Rock is not running for Senate. I am not running for Senate, but I would hope Governor Sarah Palin would throw her hat back into politics because she's so good at it.
Well, I'm going to pray that all three of you run. That's what I'm going to pray. I'm not going to spin fake news and say that you are. I'm just going to pray that you will. And when it's announced, I hope I'm first on the bandwagon.
Well, I will call you first. And like I said, and I'm sincere, I'm 68 and a half years old, and I'm 68 and a half years clean and sober, rocking and rolling and hunting and fishing. I just fortified my sacred temple with a delicious largemouth bath.
There you have it. We'll continue the interview in just a couple of minutes here after we take the break. But think about that. This guy says, you know, Ted Nugent, he's going to call me first if he's running for Senate. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody can say we don't make news and we're not into fake news. And, you know, the hate-filled, dishonest press doesn't know what to do with us because we're laying it out straight, folks. Ted Nugent doing a great job meeting with Sarah Palin and Kid Rock and then coming on Liberty Roundtable Live to report on it. You got to dig it. News the networks refuse to use in seconds, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In an unprecedented action at a BART train station in Oakland, California, an estimated 40 to 60 teenagers overran the station, entered a train, and proceeded to rob and beat up passengers. Several passengers received head injuries. Many were robbed of purses, wallets, and cell phones. The attack occurred at approximately 9:30 at night. It was the first of its kind in the area. It is similar to what are called flash mob attacks in stores. According to a report by John Sopko, the Special Inspector General looking into reconstruction of Afghanistan, American taxpayers are being charged millions of dollars for what are called ghost soldiers. Now, these are Afghans listed as active members of an army or police force
In fact, most of them don't exist in that occupation, but they get regular paychecks. That money's going somewhere. This has been apparently going on for years. No actual investigation started until about 3 years ago. President Trump has ordered an intensification of the investigation in an effort to prosecute those involved and stop the practice from continuing. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, worldaffairsbrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ted Nugent's going to call me first if he runs for Senate. Here he is, folks.
We'll call you first. And like I said, and I'm sincere, I'm 68 and a half years old, and I'm 68 and a half years clean and sober, rocking and rolling and hunting and fishing. I just fortified my sacred temple with a delicious largemouth bass fillet that I just caught out of our spring-fed pond here in Michigan, and I cooked it up with some seasoned garlic oil and some some gonzo seasonings from some fishing and hunting buddies of mine. So I'm really, really healthy and energized at the age of 68. I'm getting ready to go on the greatest tour of my life, I guarantee it, with the best band a guy could ever dream of, the best songs, the best audiences. So I have no limit to my energy and my love for this experiment in self-government. So
Tell me more about this tour.
Say never to anything.
You're going to do a lot of new songs. You got different songs now than you had then, don't you?
You know, you say different songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got so many songs. I mean, I've sold 40-plus million records. I think I'm up to 35 or 36 albums that I've made. Our last album a couple years ago was Shut Up and Jam, and it was just wall-to-wall breeding animal soundtrack songs. So I love the music more now than ever. I've got a 21-year-old monster from Detroit on drums. His name is Jason Heartless, and you watch that name because he's going to ascend right up to the top 1% of drummers on the planet. In fact, he's already there, but they just haven't found his name yet. But Jason Heartless on drums and Greg Smith, my longtime monster bass player from Pennsylvania, these guys are every guitar player's dream rhythm section. So everything from my songs from 1965 and 1966, Baby Please Don't Go, and we'll whip out some old Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley songs, and of course, Journey to the Center of the Mind. We still play the Amboy Dukes hits. I still play all the Cat Scratch Fever and Stranglehold and Dog Eat Dog and Free For All and all the love songs I've created, including Wango Tango. Who could possibly live a summer without a live Wango Tango? So yeah, I'm excited about the tour.
How is that going to, is Donald going to go to one of your concerts, you think?
You know, I invited him and he was intrigued. He asked a lot of questions about the music, Sam.
I'm not surprised.
That's one of the things that really I found so endearing about the president. He really cared about each of our individual lives. And you could tell he wasn't just, you know, following advice from somebody to ask us, you know, personal questions. He was just as freewheeling and down to earth and open and uninhibited. I mean, with our visit at the White House, Shemaine and I and exhausted. We didn't really know what to expect. We thought, well, all right, we're going to have dinner. We'll spend an hour at the White House, have dinner, and the president will thank us for helping with the campaign, then we'll be gone. Well, over 4 hours later, we're still sitting at the table and talking about every imaginable subject and topic and issue that references quality of life and being an American, everything from Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley music to the preferred handgun caliber of Kerry to the preferred rifle for big game and what bow hunting is all about and where'd my guitar tone come from, and right up and including the bombers flying from Russia, flying out over the coast of Alaska, and the horror that we're facing with North Korea and that little mindless monster. So we discussed everything, Sam, and he was attentive and genuinely concerned, and I think he took all of our points and all of our communication to heart. He kept referencing Stephen Miller as a policy director, sat at my right, and we talked everything about the delicious food they served and the service and the history of every lamp and table and chair and chandelier and sculpture and piece of art. It was really
wow. An
intimate day with the president.
Now, Stephen Miller's been on this program. I've interviewed both of the Trump sons, and you're right, the people surrounding him in many cases are just tremendous people. That's really the difference here, is that Donald surrounded himself with people. He knows plenty himself, but he surrounded himself with talented people. That's one of the keys of a great leader.
Well, I think what differentiates Donald Trump from everybody else is why he got voted in, and that's that he is anti-status quo. He genuinely cares, and I constantly reference the Constitution because he referenced the Constitution. He knows that that is the guiding force for a quality of life in the only experiment in self-government in the history of the human species. And you're right, he surrounds himself just like I do. I'm bragging about my bandmates and my crew and my management. I brag that we have the number one, Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild show has been number one on Outdoor Channel for 26 years. We're about to do our 500th episode. You're darn right I'm bragging. I'm bragging about my team. I brag about my wife, Shemaine, and Dave Watson, our wonderful editor, and Linda, and my daughter, Sasha, and Toby, and Chris Helms, the videographer. I mean, all our team. So you're darn right I surround myself with the greatest crew in the world to make sure our tour is militarily effective. And I'm talking about a Trump military effective, not an Obama military effective, where Obama didn't even let the warriors be the warriors they trained to be. Now, the greatest attribute and the greatest praise I can give Donald Trump is that this president is a proper commander-in-chief that is not only allowing, but he's encouraging and directing the heroes of our U.S. military to be the warriors they have dedicated their lives to be. And you're right, he surrounded himself with that kind of excellence, and that's what's going to make America great again.
So tell me about your tour. How big is it going to be? How many places are you going to go? What's the scope?
Well, you know, we're hitting North America. We're staying home in North America. They keep begging me to come over to Europe and England and Scotland, and God knows they need me over there, because when they witness the Ted Nugent Band, they see what freedom looks, sounds, and smells like, and they really, really, in their depth of their heart and soul, they want it bad. But because of logistics and the hunting season keeps getting longer every year, Sam, I'll tour June, July, August, into September. And I'm the only artist in the history of the world that does six nights a week. We play six concerts in six cities a week. And it's an absolute rhythm and blues, rock and roll, freedom orgy. I mean, the energy and the piss and vinegar, the spirit and the positive energy every night is incalculable. It's just out of body. I mean, based on the rehearsals, there's no question this is going to be the most dynamic, the most intense, the most fun and ferocious high-velocity tour of my life. My guys are so good, it's crazy.
And speaking of freedom, you mentioned that you do six nights a week. Now, I think Uncle Ted's crazy, folks. Six nights a week is something to behold. But you chose six, not seven, right?
Well, sometimes we do go seven. I mean, I think my record right now is 38 in a row, but that was a number of years ago. I will be performing, I think, calculations, we will be doing my 7,000th show this summer. I started in 1955 playing at sock hops and pool parties and bar mitzvahs and frat parties and sorority parties and sock hops. So I calculated all the gigs we've done, and we wrapped up last year in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and we did our 6,578th concert. And just the other day, I did a benefit for the American Legion Hall here. We raised some great money to keep them alive, and that was my 6,579th concert.
So, wow!
So no, I'm the only artist. I don't know why at my age I can do it, but the adrenaline factor, Sam.
It's because you don't party. It's because you don't drink and smoke and do drugs. That's why.
Well, I've been clean and sober my whole life. No drugs, no alcohol, no tobacco, and no fat girlfriends. I'm telling you, that stuff will kill you, Sam.
Amen to that. And good live, fresh kill food is the answer, huh?
Well, and the fact that I eat nothing but wild game, that's the ultimate nutrition and protein. That's like spiritual rocket fuel. So it's a big part of our life. We love to hunt and fish and trap, and we love to be hands-on conservation and real honest to God. No political correctness in our resource stewardship responsibilities. So that's a great, great life. And you'll see that I have anywhere between 10 and 35 million Facebookers. And so people are fascinated that the most intense high-energy rock and roller in the history of the world has been clean and sober his whole life, and I like to kill my own food. And they're fascinated by it. And that's why Spirit of the Wild has been number one, because I'm a status quo crusher myself, and I think everything status quo is embarrassing, stupid, counterproductive, and I think it should be illegal. But that's why my music has a life of its own, because I've taken good care of myself and made smart choices for 68 years.
So why do you think Donald had you go to the White House, Ted?
Well, he knows upon meeting me and hearing all the input from the people around him that they know what Ted Nugent represents. They know I represent the heart and soul of hardworking Americans. I mean, whether it's the hunting fans on Spirit of the Wild or the rock and roll fans that have been with me for over 50 years, these are working hard, playing hard Americans solidly in the asset column. And he knows when I speak. He visited my Facebook. His people monitor what I do and what I say. And I'm addicted to truth, logic, and common sense, and I'm not afraid of political correctness. In fact, political correctness parts like the Red Sea before Moses everywhere I go. There's no room for political correct denial and the dishonesty of that scourge in my life. And the president, who operates under the same honest premise, the take no crap premise, he knew that that's what I represented, and I represent all the good people in America.
Wow. Just imagine. We need Uncle Ted to run for Senate, don't we, folks? Just imagine a high-energy guy like that won't take any prisoners. It'll just get it done. All right, quick pause. More of the Ted Nugent interview in just seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Out, it's about America first, and Donald sticking to that message as he keeps promise after promise to the American people. He's far from perfect, ladies and gentlemen. He's certainly in the swamp, that's for sure. But he's making a difference, folks. The first 100 arbitrary days, there's been a lot accomplished, and we've articulated a lot of that on the radio. There are some concerns about the pro-war mentality, but we got to keep America safe, and how do we get that balance? Donald's working on it. One of the things we need to do is get people free with the Freedom Coalition we've been working on. I wonder how we can get Donald Trump on that.
Well, that's very important. Believe me, Sam, he's aware of that. He's aware of the jackbooted abuses of power by so many of the bureaucracies, whether it's U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the BLM, the Forest Service, USDA, FDA, the absolute scam of the Endangered Species Act, the absolute scam of the Environmental Protection Agency. I can't believe those bureaucracies are allowed to have those names when their conduct is absolutely 180 degrees opposite of the title of the bureaucracies. I'm telling you, President Donald Trump is aware of these atrocities perpetrated upon innocent, good American families, all in the name of this political correct lie of climate change, even though there is a climate change. There's actually four seasons, and all four seasons have climate changes. But they've taken it to an insane, hysterical, I believe, dope-inspired. I believe that most of the people in charge of these organizations are high on drugs. They act like they're high on drugs. No logic, no sense, no sense of decency or goodwill or their responsibility to adhere to their oath to the U.S. Constitution. And when they jackboot innocent farmers and innocent families over nonsense, it's going to go down in history as one of the most egregious crimes of our government against we the people. And I know that President Donald Trump is aware of this, and it is on his agenda.
Because we need to put together a freedom coalition, a commission, a presidential commission to dig into these cases and free innocence. It's critical we get that done.
Well, I would hope that we could make that happen. I know I'm going to communicate with Stephen Miller, and he certainly is at the president's side on a regular basis. But this, you know, the president is dealing with draining the swamp that is so overwhelming, and especially with the North Korea insanity and the Russia insanity, and that there are actually Americans that are fighting the agenda of America first. Stop and think about it, Sam, that the liberal, Democrat, leftist America has a problem with the statement of America first. It's like Planet of the Apes flew over the cuckoo's nest, Twilight Zone Mad Magazine in the Democrat Party. And so he's got his hands full, but there's so many important agendas. I mean, I got to tell you, the Second Amendment is not a state's right issue. It says clearly that any rights or freedoms not enumerated are up to the states. Well, the Second Amendment is enumerated, for God's sakes. The existence of the Second Amendment is my national carry permit, and I don't need paperwork for it.
In other words, it's a constitutional carry.
There's a lot to be done, not to mention the Lacey Act. If people would investigate the Lacey Act and how it's been abused. And here's one for you. As I go bear hunting every spring with my family and friends, when I bring a bear back from Canada, I have to fill out a convention and trade an endangered species for a black bear. There's more black bears in North America than there's ever been in recorded history. And I'm filling out paperwork for the government that it's endangered? Are you kidding me? Black bears are about as endangered as mosquitoes. It's completely out of control.
Well, the good news is we've got Donald working on it. Now I got to figure out how I can get Uncle Ted to run for Senate, and then we'll be off to the races if we all get together and work on it. I'll take a greater role in the media. You guys take a greater role in politics, and together we can tell the tale of liberty, and the liberals won't be able to stop us if we all keep working together like this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's mine, all mine, and it's yours, all yours. And we the people better start using it more effectively. And you got to really admit that the real curse in America isn't the liberals or the Democrats or the Barack Obamas or the Fast and Furious Eric Holders or the or the felony Loretta Lynch's or Lois Lerner's or Hillary Clinton. Those are all horrible enough. But the real curse in America is apathy. The people who just don't perform their We the People responsibilities, and that's why John McCain and Mitt Romney didn't take the White House, and the people who didn't vote literally opened the door and rolled out the red carpet for Barack, Chicago community organizer, raised by a communist, buddy of the Muslim Brotherhood, to become president.
And by the way, Donald should get that birth certificate now. We should find out the truth on that thing.
The most guilty of all is the citizens of this country who are not doing their job and voting, doing research and voting the Constitution. That's the real curse. So luckily we saw an upgrade. We saw an improved prognosis on November 8th, 2016, and we could be on our way, but we the people have to raise more hell.
Amen to that. All right, I know we're flat out of time, my friend. Any parting shots? How do people get more information on your tour?
Well, number one, Sam, thanks for the opportunity, and God bless you and Sheriff Mack and everybody who at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Policemen Association and the National Rifle Association and Gun Owners of America. There's so many great, great family grassroots organizations out there. I salute everybody. But number one, everybody should be a member of the National Rifle Association. Case closed. If you really want to piss off Nancy Pelosi, give away NRA memberships to everybody you know that drives the enemy batty. And also a big thank you for my wife Shemaine and my family for making Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild the number one show all these years on Outdoor Channel, and the 20 plus million Facebookers that celebrate truth and logic and common sense, goodwill, decency, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights every day on my Facebook. God bless kicking ass America. And everybody visit Operation FinallyHome.org, OperationFinallyHome.org, a great military charity where we create custom homes at no cost to the heroes of the military and their families, OperationFinallyHome.org.
There you have it. Thank you, my friend. We'll chat soon.
Sam, Godspeed.
Uncle Ted, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen, promoting God, family, and country everywhere he goes. TedNugent.com to check that out. And we're going to be pushing to have him run for Senate. Kurt, should Ted tell you what he really thinks?
Yeah, maybe he could take off the gloves, you know what I mean?
All I can tell you is, you know what, he's pretty eloquent there, and he understands the principles that matter most in America. I mean, he does get it that it's God, family, and country. He does get it that it's the protect life, liberty, and property message. I mean, Ted understands, and, you know, anyway, that was a wide-ranging interview, Kurt, about Ted, his life, who he is, what he's doing, what he stands for, his personal time with Sarah Palin, Kid Rock, and the president, and anyway, very informative, if you ask me. He stood up for gun rights. He told you how criminal the mainstream press is and how dishonest and immoral they are. He talked about the importance of understanding that half these government agencies need to be shut down. We need to really defend the Second Amendment. We really need to stand up with Donald Trump, even if the guy's not perfect. The fact is, compared to what Hillary would have been or compared to Barack Obama, it's a massive upgrade, to say the least. And you know what? They're very critical of Donald, and the more critical of the Donald they are, the more he's getting done behind the scenes. His first 100 days, far from perfect. There's a lot of things left on the chopping block floor, sad to say. But it's, again, the buzzsaw of anarchy and democratic manipulations and media confusion that's really created a lot of it. When you really dig in and find out, Donald's met with a lot of people and done a lot of really good things. You know what? It's really hard to make a bunch of promises and keep them all with the environment that Donald is facing. So again, I'm very concerned about Donald in some ways. I hope he's draining the swamp fast enough. I'm afraid that those people around him just may not be helpful enough to move forward with Donald Trump's agenda. I hope Donald Trump is truly one of us. But all I can tell you is, when you start getting feedback from individuals that we have a lot of confidence in, like Ted Nugent and others, that understand the issues, and when they say, I met with Trump personally and I'm impressed, he gets it. That's something to say, Kurt. I've never had a president in office that I've had friends that are close to the president in such a way to really get real detailed feedback on who they are, what they stand for, what they really want to accomplish, etc. This is something different, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, it's nice to have pretty much a direct connection there with Ted Nugent, or as folks call him, Uncle Ted, doing his thing there.
Yeah, now I get that some of his songs are a little bit over-the-top immoral and everything else, but you know what? Sadly, that's our culture. And sadly, if you want to make money and you know, you're in rock and roll and you're popular, that's what, you know, you feed the people what they want. Ted's doing his best, in my opinion, to really stand, even with all of his faults, whether you're talking about Ted Nugent or Donald Trump or any of these guys. You know, they're raw and they're real and they're far from perfect guys. But all I can tell you is when Ted runs around telling the world that he's been sober, no drugs, no alcohol, is a rock star for 68 years and he stands for the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, how many people that are in positions like his are willing to stand up and deliver like that, Kurt? And so even with Ted's faults, you know what? Let's give the guy a pass and say, hey, he's trying real hard and doing a lot of good, Kurt.
Well, and it's funny the way he says it, because he'll say, you know, all those things that he doesn't do and no fat girlfriends, you know. But as far as I can tell, he's a married man and, you know, loves his wife as well. And, you know, one of those, well, good Americans, you know, and like all of us, got room to improve. But Ted Nugent. Yeah, here on the Liberty Roundtable, man. That's good stuff, I think.
Well, I agree. And again, I'm not going to hold any of Ted's faults against him. What do you do in the rock and roll movement? You know, how do you not sing about women and you know, wild things? But he focuses a lot more on hunting and fishing, that it's a blessed earth under God. He really focuses on his family. He talks a lot about his wife, about his children, about the loyal people around him. Donald does a lot of that. We got to give those guys credit for that. Now, I know some of you are going to say, Sam, you've just got too much praise for the Donald. Ladies and gentlemen, I do my very best to be fair. I bring up concerns when I have them, but I give credit where credit's due. And I don't hold the parties or any of that left, right, or any of those games. I call it like I see it on principle every time, and I've been incredibly consistent about that ever since Donald first walked down that escalator. And I'll continue to do the same. We pray that Donald helps us create thefreedomcoalition.com and get a presidential commission to free innocents in prison. We need your help and financing to get that done. Thefreedomcoalition.com, even Ted Nugent's on board for that one. He's working on it with us, folks. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.